Carl Mooney joins us this morning for his second visit since being on the council. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Earlier this week, the mayor was on, and she touched upon this, and I'd kind of like to get your view. Y'all had a retreat, opportunity to, can you hear me?
Yeah, out of one side.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it. They're cheap headphones. They only work on one side. You had your retreat and opportunity to talk over some things. So this is your, I guess, first retreat. So what are your thoughts?
You know, it was time well spent, I thought, particularly when you have three new council members. You know, we've had to do some pretty quick studies here. You know, we know it's a challenging year budget-wise, number of things going on in the city, you know, a lot of master plans coming forward. Last night, for example, we looked at parks and recreation. So, you know, it's real important that we take that quality time and not just little snippets here and there, because if you're really going to make it all assemble together so that you've got continuity and, you know, one plan has to mesh with the other and so forth, you need to sit down. You need to spend that time. Just go over the issues and hear from the folks who really know what they're doing, which is our great city staff.
You know, you spent a lot of time in the institutional format, mostly institutional education. Right. Now you're in institutional government. Earlier this week, College Station announcing layoffs, which is something that has not happened very often here. And I think the city manager said this is phase one. Phase two is probably going to be about this level next year. So challenges, I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, we've been facing challenges actually for a number of years. When you look at the values of property in the city since 2009, they've been on a decline. A slightest uptick this year when you look at some of the numbers. You know, a house maybe that was appraised at 240, for example, might be at 241 this year. So it's really negligible when you start talking about that impact. But then again, you look around, not just College Station, but the Brazos Valley, and you see a number of government agencies are having to lay off folks and such. So that is going to have a continued impact on us. I think what we're going to have to do is continue to look at it. You've heard the mayor say, you know, we're now cutting bone. You know, we've been able to stay at on the flesh level before. But now we're down to bone. The issue is that's really going to be tough for us is how do we cut more without curtailing our core services?
Well, and you mentioned a minute ago about parks, and obviously that was a large budget. Parks and Recreation is a large budget in College Station. Mm-hmm. There have been some cuts there, but now what kind of challenges and what did you see from the overview, and what do you feel like short-term is the future prospectus as far as Parks and Rec in College Station?
Well, one of the steps we've taken already with parks is to look at outsourcing and how that can save us some money, and I think we're going to continue to do that, particularly with some of our seasonal facilities that we have. And David Schmitz is doing a great job just picking things apart. You know, I know this was painful for him this week as well as it was for David Neely, our city manager. You know, these are good people out there. Nobody was laid off because of performance. This was something that was just absolutely necessary for us to be able to maintain our core services and at the same time stay within budget.
City Council Member Carl Mooney joining us this morning. One of the things that was discussed a lot during the election period was the idea of return on investment. There's a certain amount of money that goes in utility fund. That money gets parsed out into the budget. A lot of people talk about that. There's been a tick up as far as water rates are concerned. So there's some very basic things that are costing more now than last year, and there's no reason to think that that's going to go down.
Right.
Remind us, if you will, as one member of council, what your view is on where do we go with return on investment in the long haul and maybe in the short term.
Well, we had quite a bit of discussion this week about return on investment. And, I'm looking at it from one particular angle, and some of the other council members are looking at it from a different viewpoint.
Well, share your angle. I mean, I want to understand the difference.
Sure. My concern is, during the campaign, we had some folks claim that the return on investment fee that was being charged in their utility bills was a hidden tax. That was the phrase that was used quite frequently. I think you heard it at least one of these
forums
that you were officiating at. And, you know, yes, in some ways it is. But on the other hand, I don't think we need to just change the name, basically, or move it to some other location, because to my way of thinking, that's just a horse of a different color. You know, we are going to need to take a look at how we can gradually do away with the return on investment. And that's the advice I'm hearing from people who are more knowledgeable than I am when we're talking about city investments and such, and particularly paying back bonds. So I'll defer to their better judgment, but at the same time, I want to make certain that the folks who are paying those bills understand where their money is going and how it's being applied.
The people who have a point, different point of view, want to accelerate that. Is that basically what you're seeing?
Well, initially, we were thinking about trying to reduce the ROI over a 3-year period, but since we really don't know what kind of money we're going to be getting back from the county yet at this point, and that's probably a week to 2 weeks, maybe even 3 out. We're going to have to hold off on that kind of decision. You can't just simply chop off $3 million from the general fund, because that's where that money goes. You've got to make sure that we're doing it on a very gradual basis so that we can compensate in other ways.
Certainly. Any other thoughts that you have after that, or any other things that have happened since you've been on the council?
Well, one of the things that we're hoping to get some good public input on will be coming up on July 25th, and that's actually, we're moving our next council meeting to July 25th simply for the reason that you mentioned earlier. Our mayor is going to have the joy of being a grandmother for the first time, and she wants to be able to enjoy that opportunity, but she's got to be in California to do it.
Right.
So we're not going to tie her down and hold her to her seat at council meetings.
All right. That's a good thing. Okay.
We're going to have our meeting on July 25th, which is Monday, so not on Thursday of that week. But one of the things we'd like citizens to come out and talk to us about, and if they can't make it, send us emails and let us know. There is the MOVE Act that was passed back in 2009. It's a federal law that was designed to help those voters, particularly focusing on our servicemen and women, to be able to get them to participate in elections. And it moves up the amount of time that you have to have the absentee ballots sent out. That's going to create a bit of a challenge for us. Among the various things that we can consider are reducing terms for down to 2 years, increasing them to 4 years. But the main thing is we're going to have to move our election date. We're not going to be able to do it in May. Most likely, and after studying the different options that we have, that are particularly those that are most cost-effective, it looks like our voters in the future are going to be able to go just in November and vote on everything. Now, that will save us money because we'll only have to do it one time. It'll also save us trying to find volunteers to cover everything. But our concern also is that will our municipal elections kind of get lost in the larger mass of other elections that are going on at the same time?
There'll be a lot of clutter.
Yes, there will be. You'll be doing a lot of political advertising.
We like that, all right. But it's going to, as we talked off the air, it's going to be a longer ballot, too, because this is a nonpartisan situation. You're going to have to tack your city elections onto the end of the ballot.
Exactly, exactly. And we don't want to get lost in the shuffle. You know, a year like we just experienced, an election like we just experienced, how would that have been impacted had we had that in November? Would it have gotten the attention that it really needed for our voters to be able to understand the issues and to vote responsibly?
And if there's any consolation, everybody else is having to do it too, right?
Exactly.
You're not alone when it comes
exactly.
to that. Okay. Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. Carl Mooney, a member of the College Station City Council. Visit the folks from College Station on Fridays on WTAW.